Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It's a Steve Gerber show. I am the voice of America, by the way. So, I mean, somebody has to stand up and do this. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, getting into the Secretary of State, an absolute disaster if you didn't know. I've been waiting for 2 months to get in. Another silly lockdown that provides what? People driving on expired licenses and expired, you know, plates on their vehicles. Number two, a report of a woman in Grand Rapids dying from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has been sent to the CDC. And number one, back to normal. It seems to be coming, but it has nothing to do with back to normal. Which, actually, I'm not sure. Is that thing underway? Back to normal. I mean, this is a clever little thing. What is happening here in Michigan with the pandemic? Well, numbers are dropping again. And guess what? It didn't take lockdowns and closures. No, it took time. They'll tell you it's the vaccine. Maybe that's true. Maybe it's not. They've told you lots of things, some of which is true and some of which is not. And so it, because of all the things that are going on and all the things you've been told, it's hard to know what to believe, right? I mean, I get that. That's the challenge for lots of folks. Yes, I have been vaccinated. I've got one shot, and I will do the complete vaccination, but that leaves me maybe in the minority. Right now, I'm told that 50% is the number. We've reached 50% of at least partial vaccinations in Michigan. We've reached the halfway point, but we don't even get a break from the governor in her rollout plan until you reach 55%, right? Here's the problem. We're not at 55%. We're just barely at 50%, and that's kind of a close call. We're just barely at 50%, okay? Once we reach 55% of those 16 and older having at least one shot, they'll start to reopen things. Now, I'm confused about that point, too. I mean, if you receive... one shot, you're not safe, we're told. So why would you reopen based on one shot? Anyhow, the first of those vaccine-based reopenings will be triggered when 55% of the Michigan residents have received at least their first vaccination. And then it'll be 2 weeks after that. Okay, so it's May. And if it happened today, we'd be 2 weeks down the road. So, and we're not there today. And so we're at least to Memorial Day now before any of those things are relaxed. The number of people that need to be vaccinated for us to reach, I mean, it's another 500,000 people. Another 500,000 people have to be vaccinated, and the rate of vaccinations is slowing. The rate of vaccinations is slowing. One in three people in Michigan are vaccinated fully, and that's that. By the way, here's the problem. Total number of Michigan coronavirus cases near 850,000. The total death toll, 17,700, we're told. Again, more numbers that are hard to trust based on the things that we know and the people that we're told died from COVID, but we know better, right? But here's something. This is an MLive article I'll take from the family of an Ionia area woman says she died as the result of complications after receiving the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. Ann Van Geest, 35, died April 19 at Mercy Health St. Mary Hospital in Grand Rapids. And it was with profound sadness we share the news of Ann's passing. Ann, who was 35, was the loving mother, wife, sister, and daughter. That, according to a statement from her family, provided by a Grand Rapids-based public relations firm that is doing services for the family pro bono. Yeah, you know, and stories like this obviously make it more difficult to sell the vaccine. Makes it more difficult to sell the vaccine. No question about it. The fact of the matter is, I don't think we're going to make 70%. I don't see it happening. I don't think we're going to make, and then what? All right, then what? Because here's where the numbers are according to the CDC. According to the CDC, Michigan is at 43.2%, not 50%. 43% of the total population, maybe that's the way they're looking at it. Maybe it's a little bit different now. 7.3 million doses given. 3.32 million people fully vaccinated. That's 33% fully vaccinated. And another, what did I just tell you? 850,000 that have had the illness, probably twice that. So 1.7 million. You're at 50%. But the vaccinations are slowing. And therein lies your problem. Therein lies the problem. Vaccinations are slowing, but they're going to try to count snowbirds. If you don't live here, but you're a Michigan resident and you live in Florida and you got vaccinated, they're going to count that. They're going to count anything now because they set the number too high. It's not achievable. 70% is likely not achievable. I mean, that's a big problem for the governor and how you get there. 4 million people have gotten about one dose of the coronavirus. This is from the Free Press. Health leaders have said it will take at least 70% of the population to be fully vaccinated to stop widespread outbreaks and protect the most vulnerable. We're at 33%, less than half of that. There's a debate about what herd immunity is. 70%, 68%, 81%. That's what Joe Biden said in Virginia yesterday. Just show up and get a vaccination, he said. You know, the 7-day average for vaccinations dropped 27% between April 11 and April 27. From an average of 3.3 million shots around the country to just 2.4 million administered. The decline has been more dramatic. It fell 52% in Michigan. The week ending April 10th, 667,000 Michigan residents got the vaccination. The week ending May 1, just 302,000. It's dropped by 50%. So if you have 300,000 a week, the numbers aren't there. It's just not there. I'm telling you. 70% was a threshold that they set that's too high. This part of the program brought to you by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, michamber.com. You can find out more. In these tough times, you need people that have been there before. You need people with experience. That's the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Not to be confused with anyone else, michamber.com. There is strength in numbers. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.